Welcome to Roane Mountain Radio. I'm Ken Turner. Coming up, two great Roane Mountain Christmas gift ideas for the mountain lover in your family. This is a podcast about Roane Mountain, the jewel of the Southern Appalachian Mountains, always located on the border of Tennessee and North Carolina. For more information, go to ronemountainradio.com. Episode 002. The first suggestion that we have for your Roane Mountain Christmas gift idea is a little book for your little adventurer, your little mountain hiker. It's called the Bailey the Goat Book. Bailey was a goat who was part of the scientific project to restore and preserve the grassy balls. This has been going on for 5 years now. This is 2012, the fifth year of the Botany Goat Project. Project manager Jamie Donaldson is the botanist and the scientist involved in the study of the restoration, and his idea was to get goats involved instead of mechanical mowers or weed eaters or herbicide sprays that who knows what the fallout would be from that. So his idea is a natural restoration project. So he brings goats up the mountain in June and herds them, watches them, and corrals and moves them along, monitors their feeding, and monitors the plants, which ones need watching, which when it's time to move the goats from one fence to the next to keep the blackberries eaten down but keep the other plants growing. So a neat project, and if you get a chance in the summer between mid-June, which will be after the Rhododendron Festival, and mid-September, to go up on the Appalachian Trail. You would park at the state line, North Carolina-Tennessee state line, there at Carver's Gap, and hike about a mile and a half up the Appalachian Trail in the north direction, actually heading east, to see the progress. Now, the progress is on Jane Bald from the top, which would be the second bald. The first peak there is Round Bald, full grassy bald. Then you're down through Engine Gap and up a little bit of more rocky climb up Jane Bald. Beautiful views all the way around. About every skill level can make this hike. I know we've gone with 5-year-olds up there before for the Kids Extreme Roane Adventures Naturalist Rally, and we've had a lot of children go up there, and they really enjoy it. It's a beautiful hike, but the main goal is to see the goats and see the progress that they are making. The paddocks, the fenced areas, are fairly well marked. It's easy to find them, especially in the summertime. And if you adventure a little bit off of the peak there, you see where the blackberries have not been controlled, and they're easily 6 feet tall and thick. It is a truly impenetrable kind of jungle up there with blackberries. So Jamie and the goats, and in this case Bailey the goat, was one of the adventurers, one of the processes for controlling the blackberries. And this little book is a nice little book. It's hand illustrated by Jamie and Rosalie Russo about Bailey the goat and the adventure that Bailey had. And you get a picture, the hand-drawn pictures by Rosalie, and the pictures of Jamie, and the poor little Bailey hurt her leg there, and I'm sure that was an adventure in itself, but it shows how they got her off of the mountain, which was another mile and a half back down the trail, and the adventure that everybody had there. So it's a nice little book. It's for your little adventurer. Now, the book's price is $12.95. That's $2.95 for the book, and then $10 goes to the Botany Goat Project to help fund the project for another year. It's quite an effort to transport and doctor and manage the 30 or so goats on top of the mountain. Plus, there are two guard dogs, the Great Pyrenees guard dogs, Baxter and Bean, which have made guarding the goats a breeze because they take care of the hard work. Nobody argues with dogs of that size, so that's kind of neat to see. But the Bailey the Goat book is available at the Roan Mountain State Park Visitor Center in the gift shop there. That's the building where the water wheel is. You have to cross the little bridge over the creek. But call ahead to see that they're going to be open during the holiday hours. I've got the phone number linked in the show notes here on the RoanMountainRadio.com episode 2. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's a nice little book, a good little stocking stuffer, and you do a good part to help protect and preserve the Roan Mountain grassy highlands, the grassy balls. And look forward, come up there in the summertime between June and September and visit the goats yourself and see the progress and the hard work that they're doing. In a minute, another Christmas gift idea. My second recommendation for a great Roan Mountain Christmas gift idea is the book by Jennifer Bauer. It came out in 2011. If you don't have it, you need it. Roan Mountain, History of an Appalachian Treasure. This is my go-to reference book for the Roan Mountain. Jennifer has lived and studied on Roan Mountain for over 30 years. She started when she was a little bitty girl and has truly become a mountain girl. I don't think there's anybody who appreciates it, the mountain, the history, the people, the ecology, the natural beauty of Roan Mountain any more than Jennifer. And this book is really something to reference all winter long, sit by the fireplace and wish you were hiking. You pick up this book and you will always learn something. The chapters, ecology, the geography, the flora and fauna, the plants are still being discovered on Roan Mountain. Here she got 27 rare natural communities and nearly 800 species of plants make up the ecosystem of the Roan. This is incredible. There are plants that growing on the top of that only grow on top of that. There are undiscovered species of, well, here's one about the invertebrate species of Roan Mountain. So tiny, only be seen in great detail under a scanning electron microscope. Stunning things that are going on in the natural history and natural study of Roan Mountain. The pictures get me, the pictures that Jennifer has included in this book, the old photographs from the Roan, the old pictures of downtown when Tweetsie Railroad came through Roan Mountain, the pictures up on top in the early 1900s, the pictures of the tree line, how far down the mountain those were and what the progression has been since then. Some of the interest in here, the emphasis on the Cloudland Hotel. If you're not familiar with the Roan Mountain, 6,280 feet, 84 feet high. I got that wrong, didn't I? On top of that mountain, the early 1900s, Colonel Wilder decided to build a hotel. It was built, it was improved on and added to for years for escaping the lowland air in the summertime. And to get to come up on top of the Roan and breathe the fresh air, and is a rejuvenation kind of center. And it was a great success. John Muir has stayed there, and he declared in a letter back home to his wife that the Roan Mountain air was of good quality also. Just stunning idea that somebody would build the hotel up there. Perfect exemption from hay fever. Cloudland Hotel. The 6,394 feet above sea level is what the Cloudland Hotel stationery said. Just to go up there now and see where that hotel would have been built now would be an accomplishment. Unfortunately, the weather is severe enough in the wintertime that it makes a short season if you just go up there in the summer when the weather's habitable. So that was the destruction of the Roan Mountain Cloudland Hotel. The pictures in here that Jennifer included show the before, during, and after, and it's just stunning. Now, if you were to go up there now, you could still see some of the foundation work. I think they say it's from the porch, but about where the parking area is on the top of the Roan Mountain, you go up past Carver's Gap and you turn up to your right going west to the top of the Roan. It's a beautiful, beautiful place up there. And just imagine what it was like with the hotel up there, including the dining room that had the state line that ran down the middle of the dining room. One side of the line being a dry county, the other side being a wet county. The stories of the sheriff sitting in the corner waiting for somebody to pass the bottle across the table into his county, true or not, makes for a good story. But anyway, that's a great book to give to anybody who appreciates the Roan Mountain, who wants to explore the mountain further. There are just so many things, the history, the people, the culture. The highly recommended book, can't recommend it high enough. Roan Mountain, History of an Appalachian Treasure. Any mountain lover, mountain adventurer in your family would enjoy this book. Well, that's it for this podcast, this week's Roan Mountain Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're getting your Christmas shopping done. Maybe I've been able to help a little bit on that. The books, if you need links to it, there are links in the post of this podcast on RoanMountainRadio.com, episode 002. The links, you can get the books at the Roan Mountain State Park Visitor Center. The call ahead, I'm not sure what their holiday off-season hours might be, but check before you drive out there. Otherwise, the books, one, the Jennifer's book is available on Amazon. The Bailey the Goat book is available through the Friends of Roan Mountain. Jerry Greer Photography has the online purchasing available on for that book. Also, the links are available on the ExtremeRoanAdventures.org, which is our kids' naturalist rally for the end of July kids' rally. The website is Extreme. That starts with X-T-R-E-M-E, ExtremeRoanAdventures.org. I'll have the link on there. Also, before we go, don't forget that the first hike, January 1, 9 o'clock, first hike at Roan Mountain State Park. Celebrate the new year. Get your resolutions off to a great start. If this year you're going to do more hikes, this is the way to do it. First hike, 9 o'clock, January 1, Roan Mountain State Park. More information on the website, RoanMountainRadio.com. Send me an email, Ken@RoanMountainRadio.com, or leave a comment on the comment section. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the mountain.